So, just checking in. I know I've been flooding y'all with book reviews, but I haven't finished a book as of recently, so we're just gonna check in. So, my school in Mississippi, where I live, obviously, they have post well, they did postpone us going back to school. We were supposed to go back on August 8th, but they decided to postpone it until September 3rd because of the increase in COVID-19 cases in the area that we live in. And they're also making changes to ensure the safety of everybody and everything. And I decided to do online school because I'm a senior and I've got most of my credits out of the way already. And I mean, and my mom didn't really see the point of me going to school and being more at risk with a bunch of students around and everything if I'm only going to be there for 3 hours a day because I'm only going to be taking two classes every day. And I'm taking college classes and a pharmacy technician program, and all of that's going to be online. So she was like, why not just do everything online? And I am supposed to be doing my summer reading, but naturally, I have put that off to the last minute, and I have been reading everything but my summer reading, as you can see in the book reviews that I have previously posted. And for summer reading, I'm supposed to be reading The Picture of Dorian Gray by Oscar Wilde, and I think I would enjoy this book if it wasn't for summer reading. But I mean, because whenever I read summer reading, it's not required to annotate by my teacher, but I have to annotate in order to remember stuff. So like whenever we're writing essays on and taking tests on and stuff, and we can use our book, I have to annotate so I remember everything. And it takes forever. Forever to annotate. And I made it halfway through chapter two in here. Haven't picked it up since. So I need to get on that, especially with school coming up. And then the second book, I'm in AP English 4. So we have to read two books and we have to write 4 one-page responses on the books, two for each book. And the second book I have to read is Rebecca, and I am not even going to try to say her name. Daphne, whatever. No disrespect, but I can't. I just can't say her name. I'm not equipped for that pronunciation. I can barely even speak. But I have to read Rebecca as well, and I haven't even started this book. And Rebecca was on my to like read list for what's it called? For enjoyment. But then I had to read it for summer reading. And I mean, Rebecca seems like it'd be really good. It's just the fact that it's labeled as summer reading and I have to annotate and I have to write responses on it and stuff. I'm just like, don't really want to do that. So that's my update. My family is doing great. My friends are doing great. I went on a little mac and cheese delivery run, homemade mac and cheese delivery run the other day to my friends. And, they're just all doing great. And I hope everyone out there who's listening is doing great and staying safe and taking necessary precautions. So I think that's the end for this little check-in. I don't know what the next episode's going to be. It might be a book review, or I might have a friend come on and talk about their dang it, what is it called? I honestly cannot think as of lately. A friend might come on and just talk about how they're handling everything in school and all that. So, I will see y'all in the next episode. Bye. And I would like for y'all to send in voice messages telling me how you're doing with all of this COVID-19 going around and how your school's handling it and your and how you're feeling, just send me voice messages, and you know, I'm someone for y'all to talk to. I love y'all.